Hello friend.
And welcome.
Tonight's sermon is entitled Free Thought.
You get what you pay for.
Now the Church of the Subgenius has always encouraged free thought, friend.
Don't get me wrong.
We've always been behind free thought.
You know that. I know that.
Everyone knows that.
It's only when you want to know what you think that we charge a donation.
And that's also why the church says anything worth knowing is worth paying for.
Now you have all these so-called normals, these average Joe blows, the mediocre majority, the folks who have to go to school to learn how to learn.
Oh yes, they think they know how to think.
Because why?
Because they got a piece of paper.
A piece of paper, friends, that says they know how to think.
A diploma, friends, created, maintained, signed, sealed, and delivered by who?
The conspiracy!
Oh, sure, they paid good money for that piece of paper, too.
Let me tell you, ooh boy!
You pay a whole lot of money for it.
More than we would ever dream of stealing from you.
Investing for you.
But does the conspiracy teach you what you think, friend?
Hell no! The conspiracy teaches you what they think!
Why they're so scared that someone at their might in fact trip upon the truth and think the real independent thought for themselves, a thought funk without the guidance of the conspiracy, a non-conspiracy concept that they force you and everyone else to go to their conspiracy training schools for the most formative and most imaginative of their years.
And they won't let you out, friends, not until you conform to their normality or one of their carefully selected alternative normalities.
Oh yes, you know what I'm talking about.
I'm talking about those hippies, those punks, those skinheads who wouldn't be caught dead thinking anything but the hippest, punkest, skinnest thoughts.
Oh sure, friends.
They think they're thinking.
They think they're rebelling.
But they've only joined another branch of the conspiracy corps.
Oh, they're out of the army, all right.
And they're into one of the other arms of the conspiracy octopus.
Oh, but I disobey all the laws and everything that they tell me to do.
Friends, that's just reverse psychology they're using on you.
The conspiracy is a master of reverse psychology.
They want you to disobey them.
Just say no means just say yes.
Why do you think they call it dope?
They want you to pacify your brain with drugs.
They want you to transmit AIDS via every natural orifice and every unnatural one too, friends.
It gives them something to waste your time with to avoid getting slack while simultaneously providing junk food for thought to fuel their media hype.
Something for them to market and then take from the market and then black market and then ban and then regulate.
And all the while you think it's just happenstance.
Supply and demand.
Who are you fooling?
They do the supplying and they do the demanding too.
And you think you're so clever because you cheated on last year's income tax.
Oh, friends, so much for your free thought.
It was worth precisely what you paid.
Nothing at all.
And I bet you still don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I pity you.
Wherever you may be, oh, how I pity you.
And Bob pities you even more, friends.
But let us not here in the Church of the Subgenius get too smug, too self-righteous, too high and mighty.
Because, friends, we all know there's plenty of pseudo-subgenies out there who just pretend to think for themselves.
Why do they come to the church, friends?
Because they think it's cool.
They can't understand what we're talking about, friends.
It sounds like a big joke to them.
A riddle, something to laugh about.
Well, ha ha ha, that's just fine and dandy.
We'll take your money, friends, but we ain't touching your soul.
Hell no. And then again, it's not like you give a lot of money anyway. You're afraid to know what you think. You're scared. You're frightened there may not be anything. Well, friends, there's only one way to find out. And that's to put your money where your mind is. And if you don't get a quick, proper response in six to eight weeks,
well, friends, you can just assume the worst.
Tell them that address and praise Bob. Amen.